Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amidst the parched wasteland of what was once fertile terrain, a group of clandestine conservationists attempts the impossible, an archival endeavor to preserve the echoes of Earth's once vibrant botanical tapestry. Eager to document the fading whispers of floristic diversity, they comb the ruins of our derelict world, racing against the relentless ticking of the doomsday clock, to catalog and preserve the remnants of a greener past. Like chroniclers of the apocalypse, these guardians of green scurry beneath the ashes of biodiversity, seeking sheltered havens where the endangered emeralds of our planet's legacy stubbornly persist. Their mission is one of memory, to salvage genetic blueprints from the brink of eternal silence, and thus create a compendium of evergreen memories. As the perilous journey unfolds across the forsaken globe, we find ourselves enraptured by tales of elusive foliage that cling to life in corners untouched by the cataclysmic spread of predatory and invasive species. Those detailed in prior chronicles such as ferocious flora and twisted vines. These audacious plants, once mundane features of our childhood landscapes, have now become rarities, their very existence hanging by a thread, threatened not just by environmental mayhem but by their brethren turned rogue. Within the crumbling edifices of civilization, among the verdant towers of silence, where flora have adapted into something almost sentient, the archivists diligently categorize each specimen. Each leafy sample, a vestige of times less tainted, is meticulously recorded, its DNA, its location, its story. The digital herbarium grows, a virtual Noah's Ark, a botanical time capsule for a future with eyes to see and hearts to reminisce. Carried on encrypted drives and dispersed through clandestine networks, the archive is both a solemn elegy and a silent protest against what our apathy hath wrought. Here, between bites and bits, reside relics of resilience and forensic evidence of our follies. Each record in this digital crypt bears witness to the resilience of life, but also to the avoidable tragedies birthed by human negligence. The twisted irony lingers heavily. As in the past, we feverishly curated mementos of nature's bounty in ornate herbariums, or aspired to wrangle the wild through encyclopedic volumes. Today's desperate digitization of what remains feels akin to collecting the ashes of a burnt masterpiece. Describing them in prose, one cannot help but inject a sense of the theatrical. For what are these endeavors, if not grand, tragic operas, set against a backdrop of environmental sacrilege? As the narrative arches toward its melancholic denouement, the archivists encounter a paradox. Does the act of archiving a dying world betray a spark of hope or a futile grasp at the ghostly trails of the irrecoverable? An archivist whispers that, in these records, our descendants shall see the colors we've blinded ourselves to. Perhaps they shall learn. But is it enough? In closing, the saga of evergreen memories challenges us to bear witness to the twilight of worlds. It is a story of devotion, of archival fervor against a canvas of ruins, but mostly it is an appeal to the eyes and ears of a time beyond ours, to heed the silent screams of a world we let slip through our fingertips. One pauses at the end, reflecting on the stark dichotomy between the thriving thorn grabbers and the poignant struggle to enshrine what's left of the benign. The question emerges, haunting and hopeful in equal measure. In the abyss of lost green, are these archives a beacon or an obituary? In the emptiness of the greenhouse, memories endure, desperate to seed a legacy.